I just wanted to share with you briefly what's going on with Awana. Some of it in the past, some of it that's currently going on, and some that's going on in the future and stuff. And it fits right along with your theme, because Awana's been going through some changes as well. First question here, or first statement here I have is, in order to keep presenting the changeless message effectively, sometimes we need to change our methods. And I have to tell you, having the 80 churches that we have between Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont, although I don't have a lot, I do have a few churches out there that are just, change is a four-letter word. It scares them to death. They don't even want to think about it. We visited a church not too long ago that still has orange carpet, orange pew. They have the pews, and then they have orange material on the pews and all that kind of stuff because of when it was put in way back when. And even though it's worn out and looks horrible and they need to change it, they just won't because they're afraid of change. It's one of those churches that's just afraid. And I'm so glad that your church isn't that way. I'm glad that you guys are willing to step out, do things a little bit differently, and we have quite a few churches that are doing things a little bit different to try and reach parents and Christ. Just to give you an update on what's going on or what Awana has done, Awana's recognized the need for change, and that's why we've done some updates and some changes on some of our material. First of all, there was the TNT. Those of you that may remember, it was Pals, Pioneers, Chums, and Guards. The books that were right before the change were the same books that I went through in Awana when I was a kid. They changed the motif of them a little bit because when I did it, and the reason it was Pals, Pioneers, Chums, Guards is it was Cowboys and Indians motif. And then they kind of changed it and put a boat in there and made it a little bit different and stuff. But it was still Pals, Pioneers, Chums, and Guards. And it was still the exact same book. The sections were exactly the same, although they looked a little different. But it had been a long time since they had changed those. And how many of you are familiar with the movie Toy Story? You've seen Toy Story. Okay, so you understand that you had Woody, and then you had Buzz Lightyear. And that's kind of what Awana did, is we had Woody, and Woody kind of got put on the shelf. Not that it was bad material, but just it was outdated, and kids are more into spaceships and all that kind of stuff. And so the very first book in Awana was all about space theme. It was all about space travel and stuff. And so that was the biggest update for that age group. Next in line, they did Journey. Now, TNT happened 5 years ago. Journey was next, and Journey used to be called Varsity. But again, they recognized the need for change and the need for an update. It had been a long time since they'd done that, and so they updated the look of it, and they updated the books of it, and some of the material is still the exact same material. You can pick up one of the old books that were red, blue, green, and yellow, and look at the new books, and it's the same lesson, maybe slightly different format, but it just was updated in how it looks and the presentation of it and those kind of things. Some of it was firmed up a little bit as far as the scripture and whatnot. Next, it was Trek, which this used to be called the junior high or JV program. Okay, and again, same thing. It had been a long time since it was updated, and so it gave it a new look. Some of the material in these have been actually rewritten to some of it was too easy, some of it was too hard, and so they kind of changed it a little bit to try and meet that common ground. But that was the big update for that one. Okay, next, we have Sparks. This is coming next year. And I know some of you are saying, yeah, we've heard that before. Well, I guarantee you it's going to be next year because I heard it from the program department. The stuff is already written. It is on its way to the printer. They're getting the finalized draft of it and all that kind of stuff. I've actually seen some of the material, so I can tell you this will happen next year. But here's what's going on with Sparks. Again, 1977 was the last time that Sparks was looked at. And who can tell me what Sparky is? Anybody in here? You guys all? Huh? No? Yes, he's a firefly. Very good. I didn't hear that well. Sorry. Sparky is a firefly. But Sparky has never had wings. Fireflies have wings, and they fly. And so, as you can see here, they've finally given Sparky wings. The new books are going to be called Flyer, Glider, and Zoomer. They're sticking with the Firefly theme, but now, instead of being crowns for their awards, they're going to be wings, like pilot's wings, only on an upgraded size a little bit and stuff, because they're still going to earn the jewels that go in those. Okay, vests are staying the same, so you don't have to get scared and think you got to buy all new uniforms. The only thing that's going to change is the awards and the books. Okay, So that's the update that's coming. And again, I will guarantee you that it will be on the shelf. Book one will be on the shelf. Now, book two and three are supposed to follow. I'm not making any guarantees on that. Okay. Probably the second year, I will just about guarantee that book two will be out. But the third year, we're not real sure. You know, I would think two and three will come out at the same time, but I'm not going to guarantee that. So, but again, and it's also something that's going to be gradual, so you don't have to convert everybody over all at once. Also, we've added some programs for children. Puggles is brand new this year. Puggles is our new program for two-year-olds. Does anybody know what a puggle is? And no, it's not something you're stepping in and get your foot wet. What? It's a baby platypus. A puggle is a baby platypus. So that's the brand new program for the two-year-olds. We also had, 2 years ago, the Great Shake-Up. The Great Shake-Up is a program that was all aimed at leading clubbers how to get their friends to come to club, how to invite their friends to come to club. This program is still on the web. It's free downloads and stuff, so if you want to do this, basically it's 4 weeks' worth of council time lessons. There's a song that goes with it. There's all kinds of handout materials and everything. It's all on the website. But the whole aim of it is at inviting their friends to come to club. We had one club that actually had a person who had a restaurant, and I can't tell you what the restaurant was, but they had this costume that was a big salt shaker. And they used to come in each week during that dressed up as this big salt shaker to try and remind the kids that we're the salt of the earth and that's what the Great Shake-Up is all about. The theme is kind of being a salt shaker. And you can see that in the materials and in the song and all that kind of stuff. And again, that's on the website. You can go up and look at that and download that if you want. Also, we have Power Up. That was last year. I'm sorry, Great Shake-Up was 2 years ago. Power Up was last year. And these are underneath the program that is, Awana has codenamed it C2X, which stands for Challenge to Excellence. The Power Up program, again, there's stuff on the website, there's council time messages about it, but the focus of Power Up is getting the kids through the books and getting them to complete a book a year. And so there's lessons in there, there's guidelines in there, there's techniques in there and helping kids memorize and all that kind of stuff to get the kids through the book so that they're finishing one book per year. And then lastly, this came out this past summer, and that's High Power Soccer. There are some catalogs on my table back there of High Power Soccer. Basically what High Power Soccer is it's a day camp that teaches kids how to play soccer, techniques in soccer, gives them drills on how to run soccer, all that kind of thing. But there's a certain point in time where you're going to sit them down and you're going to give them a gospel message, and all the messages are all laid out in the teaching materials. There's actually a wristband that goes with that has the wordless book colors from CEF that they borrowed. This is a program that actually came out of Canada. There was a church up in Canada that's been running it for quite a few years, and they did about the same thing that Awana did. They started running the program. It became extremely successful for them. Other area churches heard about it and said, hey, can we start buying some of your material? And next thing you know, boom, they've got a ministry. But High Power Soccer is meant to be like a five-day camp that you hold here at your church, but it's an all-day camp, not just like a five-day club or anything like that. It's meant to be an all-day or like a VBS, okay? Also, Awana's added programs for prisoners. Lifeline Angola. Anybody heard of Angola Prison? Who knows where Angola Prison is other than Don? Don, where is Angola Prison? Louisiana. Do you know approximately how big that prison is? Okay. It is, if not the largest, number two or three of the largest prisons in the United States. It is a self-supporting prison. And what that means is they grow their own crops, they raise their own cattle, and not only do they raise enough to feed the prisoners there, but they actually sell it out to raise the money that comes in for that, helps pay other utility bills for the prison and stuff. The warden down there is a Christian, and he is actually the one that contacted Awana and said, hey, you know, there's lots of programs out there for adults on, you know, ones that are hooked on drugs and this and that and other thing, all these different things and stuff. Is there anything that Awana can do for these prisoners? And so Art Roheim himself went down to Angola Prison. And keep in mind, Art is 87, might be 88 now, I'm not exactly sure, but right along in there. Art went down to Angola Prison, walked through the prison, met with the prisoners, asked them, you know, different questions and all that kind of stuff. And basically what they boiled it down to is have the prisoners do the TNT books. And so a bunch of the prisoners started doing the TNT books, started working through book number one. And as they were working through it, a lot of the prisoners started getting these ideas and saying, you know, my kids could really benefit from this as well. And that's what launched this program, Malachi Dads, because now we have prisoners that are inside the prison working on the books, and they wanted their children outside of the prison to be getting that same thing. And so I want to set that up to where you have prisoners inside that are working on the same material as their children on the outside. So when they have visitation, they compare notes. They actually say the verses back and forth to each other, sign each other's books. And because that started becoming so successful, I want to launch this. It's Returning Hearts. Returning Hearts is every year they go down to Angola Prison for a full day. They set up game circles. They bring in the kids from outside that are their fathers are in this prison and stuff. The kids get to come in. They set up game circles. We have games. They do several different activities and stuff. But basically, instead of having just that short visitation that they get throughout the week, it's an all-day-long event where the dads get to spend time with their kids. And there's a gospel message presented in there as well. But, you know, you can see how this would be affecting not only the prisoners but also the kids outside. We also, while they're down there, they started contacting local churches to say, hey, we've got this many kids that we know are around your church here and stuff that want to do the Awana materials. You guys really need to start Awana, and we can help you get that started. And so we've had several churches around there that have started Awana because of that. So also, we've had some men in Angola that in going through the material decided that they wanted to be missionaries themselves. And you think, well, okay, how can some of these prisoners be missionaries? What they've done is some of them, a couple of guys that are trustees, which if you know anything about the prison system, trustees are the guys that have been there for a little while. They prove them themselves of good behavior, earned a status to where they get special privileges. They went to the warden and asked the warden to be transferred out to another prison system. Most of these guys are guys that are in for life, okay, the trustees that are in for life and stuff for something. But they've asked to be transferred out into other prisons so that they can go to that prison and be a missionary. So we sit around and think, well, you know, being a missionary is kind of tough. Try doing it as a prisoner. Because when they leave Angola as a trustee, they go into the new prison as nothing. They have to start at the bottom of the rung again. Okay? And a lot of these prisons that they go to are worse than what Angola was. You know, Angola, having had a Christian warden around for a while, I'm not going to say it's a good environment, but it's probably better than a lot of the other prison systems are. And so some of these guys actually transferred out to be missionaries. So that's kind of a challenge. And when I heard that, that was a challenge to me. You know, I came up here, and as Brett told you, and you guys have heard the story, you know, we started out, it was pretty rough our first few weeks living out of a tent. And I thought, you know, even now with our support, you know, we think, well, it's kind of rough raising that. But then when I heard about this, I thought, well, that's a challenge to me to think, you know, I got it pretty easy compared to what some of those guys have. I want to also have some new programs for leaders. One is the Roheim Institute. Don and I were talking about this a little while ago. Roheim Institute came out a little over 2 years ago. They were working on this, and this was actually a product of George Barna's book, Transforming Children into Spiritual Champions. George Barna did the research, wrote that book, and then came to Awana and said, you know, we've got a major problem with our kids. We're losing this generation. They're not going to want to follow Jesus. They're getting harder and harder to reach with Jesus, and you guys are the biggest, most well-known name in children's and youth ministries, so you need to do something about it. And that's what launched Roheim. Underneath Roheim, we now have the Roheim Leadership Training Center. You can actually earn a Bible certificate by going through the Awana materials. Actually earn credits doing several different things, and I don't have time to go into all those, but there's a lot of different things you can do to earn the credits towards that Bible certificate. They're also working with some of the colleges to get some of the materials written for those as well. We actually have Ken Ham right now, I believe, is working on some material writing for this. Also, this is called Sharing Christ with Kids. This is a brand new kit that came out this year. There's four lessons in it that you can actually take and teach your leaders how to lead a child to Christ. And, you know, a lot of us think we can do that real simple. We can talk with kids and we can give them all these big terms and all that kind of stuff. And this shows you that some of the terms we use can't be used when leading children to Christ. When you're talking with a Sparky, you can't ask him if he wants to give his heart to Christ because they think very literally. And they're thinking open heart surgery possibly, or, you know, you're going to have to pull it out somehow. To prove that, Dave Pearson, who is a commander in Chicago, he works at headquarters. last year when he asked for prayer requests, had a little Sparky come up to him, and Sparky came up and said, could you pray for my grandpa? He needs to get saved again. And Dave said, well, you know, to try and qualify that, he said, what do you mean he needs to get saved again? And little Sparky said, well, he had open heart surgery this last week and he got a new heart, so now he needs to get saved again. So sometimes we can't use those terms that we think we can use when we're talking with kids. Also, there's Commander College. This is brand new. It started last year. We actually are launching it in the field this year. Commander College is specifically designed at commanders to help them be better commanders back in their churches. There's five different hats that it goes through. One is advocate, one is leader, one is administrator. I can't think of the other two right off the top of my head. But anyhow, it's a program. It's a 2.5-day seminar that's targeted at commanders. It's only specifically for commanders, for them to learn how to be better commanders in their clubs. We've also added some programs for parents. This is Station Breaks. There's a copy of it sitting back there. What these are is they're 5 to 7 minute videos that are done by the same animators that did the Big Idea stuff, which is VeggieTales, and also Pixar, which is Disney. We hired on those animators to do these. They're 5 to 7 minute videos that are discussion starters, and then there's a little booklet in the CD with that that has questions that you can ask to get that discussion going. But basically, this is designed at parents to help them do devotions with their children, at least to get it kicked off. Okay. Awana came out with new role books last year for all of the leaders, changing their books from what they used to be to a smaller book. There's actually a copy of the parents' one back there on the table. You can look through to see what a parent's role book is like. But that's basically what this is just devotionals for parents and for families. It's discussion starters to get those devotions going. Two quick questions I have for you. First question, what's your church doing to reach out to our changing world? A lot of churches are running status quo, and they think it's doing fine. And if you look around in your churches, you'll find out it's not. We have to change with the times. You know, a lot of churches, I have churches that I go into that do not have data projectors and this kind of stuff because they're scared of this kind of thing. Because they think, nope, the way we're doing it is fine. And sometimes, and I'm not saying that's the way everybody has to go, but we need to change with our environment. We're not changing the message, but we need to change how we present the message. That's what Awana's done with our material. And it's made some people uncomfortable. It's made some missionaries uncomfortable. You know, I know some missionaries that have left because of some of the changes. But Awana looks at it as a need, because if we're going to reach kids, we have to be talking with them on their terms at their times. And Christ was a good example of that. When he was talking with fishermen, he talked about fishing. When he was talking with farmers, he talked about farming. I mean, he changed how he presented it, but he never changed his message. And I think that's the big key with it, as long as we don't change our message. Next question is a personal challenge. What are you doing to reach your changing world? You know, I have a few churches that have this little sign above the doors as you walk out, and it says, you are now entering the mission field. You know, I was glad that you guys changed the word in that tonight to missionary. Prepare me to be a missionary, because as you walk out, you are a missionary. The Bible tells us you're all priests, you're all kings if you're saved, but that also makes you a missionary. Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20 says, go ye therefore and preach, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them all things whatsoever I have taught you. That's a paraphrase, that isn't exact. It's a combination. That's one problem with Awana, is now I have stuff in King James, New King James, and NIV, and it all kind of gets jumbled together there, so I apologize for that not being an exact quotation, but we're not in Bible quizzing, so it doesn't have to be. But again, as you go out, you know, as you walk out these doors, as you walk out of church, when you get up in the morning and you head off to work, you're a missionary. People are watching you to see how you react at home. People are watching you to see how you react at work. People are watching you to see how you react in public. And you're a missionary on a constant basis. You know, some of us just are fortunate enough to get paid to do it. So what are you doing to reach out to your world? And I'll leave you with a few prayer requests. First of all is our traveling. You know, as many of you know, we do a lot of traveling. Not as much as some missionaries, but more than a lot of other missionaries. Covering Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont is pretty big territory. If things go the way that headquarters wants them to go, I will be also covering Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. in a different capacity, so I'll be covering all of northern New England. That's down the road, I hope, and I'm actually praying that it doesn't happen, but that's what I want. So that would give me all of northern New England, or all of New England, basically. So be praying about our travel. Also, and you guys are a supporting church, and I appreciate that greatly. You can't know how much of a blessing that is, but we are still in need of more support. Where we're fortunate to be different than most missionaries is we can be on the field and not be at full support. Our support has never been above 75%. Right now we're struggling about 73%. And for some reason we just can't get over that bump in the road. And I found out just recently, I didn't know this, but in hearing another missionary speaking not too long ago, he was telling statistics about the states that are the least charitable. And Connecticut is number one, Maine is number three. And New Hampshire and Vermont fall within the top 10 there. So we have the hardest territory, and I was talking with Steve about a little while ago, we have the hardest territory to try and raise your support in. So be in prayer about that, you know, that people would get behind us as missionaries. Okay. And then lastly is just pray for the family. Sometimes it's a struggle being from away, as I don't know if that's, is that how they say it here? You're from away? Okay. I get it mixed up because in Vermont, I think it is, you're a Flatlander. In New Hampshire, they have another term, so they have different terms for us. So being from away, even though we've been here 5 years, we're still from away. And I understand that people have told me if you're not third generation born here, you're still from away. So it makes it kind of a struggle to, you know, connect with people. And our boys have struggled with that as far as friends go. They haven't had a whole lot of friends. And a couple of the friends they've had turned out to not be friends. So they've really struggled with that. So it's been hard on the family for the boys and stuff. You know, I'm the kind of person, I can go into a room, I can talk to just about anybody, but my boys struggle with that. So just be in prayer for them and for Melanie as we do our ministry. We're going to be here as long as God calls us to be here. People have asked me, well, how long are you going to be here? Because the last guy was only here 3.5 years, and before that, Jim was here for quite a few years. Jim Appleby was here for quite a few years. Before that was Willa Barrett. And so they keep asking, well, how long are you going to be here? And I almost think they're expecting this is my year to leave. But, you know, God hasn't called us away. He's actually called us to take on a larger territory. And so we're going to be here as long as he leaves us. So please just be in prayer for us. There's prayer cards on the table back there if you want to pick one of those up. There's also refrigerator magnets. If you're not one that wants a big prayer card on there, the refrigerator magnets are smaller, and you can put that up there, and it's got a picture of us. So pick one of those up as you're back by the table. And if you got any questions on anything with Awana, stop back at the table and give me a holler. Thanks.